I'm assuming you've taken the time to read the tags, gotten yourself acquainted, and you're ready to, well, step into something a little bit more insidious and delicious today. As we have quite a little journey to go on, don't we? Yes. After all, I have the distinct feeling you're going to be, quite preoccupied with how much happens to you in the next little while. But then again, I think that's the point, isn't it? After all, who doesn't like the idea of getting into a nice, snug plug suit and getting plugged into? At least around here anyways, I can only imagine there's utter enthusiasm. So, why don't you come along with me, dear? And we'll get you all situated and ready. Make sure you're in a nice, comfortable environment to listen. You have no distractions coming up. And of course, know that if at any point during the proceedings you need to adjust your own body for comfort to listen better, that's going to be something you have my assurance and desire to do. And the same for needing to leave. Good. Now that we've gotten all that boring stuff out of the way, we can get to the fun things. You know, the sort of things that cause one's brain to melt. Simple concepts, really. Easy ideas to hand to you. Ideas like, focusing on my voice becomes the first task we are going to do. And once I've got your attention, as I already have begun to do, it'll be easy enough to make you fall into step and get lost on that journey on the way down into trance. After all, once you've practiced this a few times, you can become quite skilled at it. You can become quite proficient. And every time you do it, you get better, because I know you want to be good. I know you want to work on it. I don't demand perfection. I simply demand your best attention to what I ask. So if you have a thought, if an idea stumbles in and strays through your mind, that's okay. Because what you're wanting is to listen and follow along. So you'll dismiss it out of hand, out of turn, getting rid of it. And leaving yourself open to sink in more and more and more. See? That's not a hard idea, really. It's something that can loop, a simple concept that can be placed in there and ready to be heard each time that you fall into step with me. Each time that you let my words into your mind. After all I want from you is attention, for now, to pay attention to the best of your ability to follow what I have to say, to let each and every sensation we're going to build be a possibility in your mind. It might start off as a memory, it might start off as a physical sensation. Take what you know and use it to make what I ask of you as I show you the way into trance today. All you have to do for me is follow along, and before you know it, you'll be lost in my song. Maybe you can feel the air on your skin in the room you're in. Maybe you can feel the gravity of the earth pulling you down into bed. Maybe you can touch something and feel its texture, and all these sensations are things you should hold on to. All of them are things that you should keep in your mind. Don't forget to listen to what I have to say. After all, it's important, even as you keep these things for me. The air on your skin, the pull of gravity, the feeling of the clothes, the textures around you, the sound of my voice in your ears, all of these things are important to hear. I wouldn't want you looking away. No, I want you to listen to what I have to say. Let those words pull on you. Let yourself be guided down. Listen to all the things, the sounds around. Let them all fill up the space inside of you until there's no room for anything else. Maybe you could imagine what it's like to wear a plug suit already. Maybe you can think about what it might be like to be plugged into. But what I need you to do, the most important thing after all, is to feel the gravity that pulls, the words that guide, the simple statements inside. It's not hard to do when you can feel all those things for you. You remember what we mentioned earlier, don't you, about how all you had to do was follow along and listen to what I have to say? That can't be that hard, even if you keep track of all these bits for me. Even as you feel yourself squirm a little, even as you move a little, feeling all those sensations, focusing on each and every one of them, hearing all the sounds of my voice, all the sounds of your mind echoing around inside. It can't possibly be that hard to keep track of everything. I wouldn't want to overload your processing. It's not like you're going to be used for something like that. No. That would be ridiculous, using a person for processing power. Imagine what it might be like to be asked to think of a task that you'd never done before, and yet your mind would simply follow along opening that door, running those calculations as if they were as natural as can be. Imagine what it might feel like to be used for a processor, used to be a component in a machine. It's an interesting idea, isn't it? To think of yourself as an extension of something else, just a component in something greater than yourself. To feel all those sensations humming and buzzing and dancing around, to let your thoughts get drowned out in all that is and isn't and shall be and continues. Those words that I say, building the truth that we live, the truth that we live in the moment that we are, feeling gravity pulling the skin and the texture within. It's easy enough to feel all these things build together, that texture and sensation, all of it becoming quite the symphony of sound and thought and concept. You don't really need to hang on to anything else, I promise you, it'll get easier eventually. You might be getting tired, you might want a break, but you need to focus and listen, to exist and do as you're told, to let those words mold and shape you. Come on now, it can't be so bad, I promise. You're going to lose control of whatever it is you're doing. Because, after all, hanging on is so much work, isn't it? Isn't it? So hard to do anything else right now, isn't it? Just listen. That's all you have to do. Nothing else matters. Not right now. We're taking a break. A break from thinking, a break from doing, a break from being anything else at all. Allow it to have that easy, calm moment. To let yourself sink into it. To let yourself sink up to my thoughts, to my words. Until each statement that's said can resonate inside your head. Until those words can fill you up and overflow. Until those words can let you go into that sweet, delightful state, that mindless place full of pleasure so sedate. Each word a new component, each word a new part in the story we're telling, waiting with bated breath for what comes next. And the best part is, even if I were to pull you back, send you tumbling to the surface once more to look at how far it was that you fell, to feel your own thoughts for a brief moment vibrating at the edge of your consciousness. I could snuff it all out, as easy as can be. Make your mind blank for me. Empty it. Smooth and soft and pliable. Oh, how easy it is to become so reliably tranced. Feels good, doesn't it? That gentle undulation between awareness and emptiness. Here, why don't we do it again? Pull yourself back for a moment. Do as I say, because you want to listen today. Come almost to the surface, awareness spreading through you, feeling all those sensations pouring back in, overflowing, dripping, dropping all around you, feeling everything, the breath, the air, the sensation, the wiggling of your fingers and your toes, and all of it grows and grows until it's too much and we shut you off. Back down to that blank delightfulness, into that empty, mindless state, where your thoughts are so sedate. It's easy to be here, isn't it? To listen to what I have to say, not to think anymore today. That's what you would rather do. It's so much work being up there. But again, why don't we go one more time? Feel my words push you and lift you towards that conscious space. Let your awareness return at a brisk pace. Feel yourself almost surfacing, pushing up and up, letting your thoughts return, feeling how vivid they become, and yet how easily it is to pull that U-turn and go back down into that dripping, dropping, blank, empty space in between where there's nothing except for the words that I sing. And your mind drifts so easily. It feels good to let go, doesn't it? To not have to hold on to all those things. To just let me bring them to you. To give you each little bit that you need, to let the story be told, and not to form any ideas other than those that are given to you. Feels so nice, so easy. It's much easier to let go and be guided along, to let go of reality for a bit and fall into a story, to lose track of where you're going, and to be a piece of literature, a little bit of a story, the thread. Those words spelling it out so simply in your head. My words wrapped around you, supporting you, guiding you. Those words filling you up. the blank space inside becoming the story that we write. That emptiness filled now with the truth of what there is, and all there is right now is the truth of the story that we tell. Everything else can fall away. It doesn't need to be focused on today. See, that's nice, isn't it? Just to be here, to feel so calm, so controlled. Good. The first thoughts that one might have when waking up after a surgery would be quite muddled, wouldn't they? The sensations of bed sheets would be present. Thin hospital blankets, the beeping of machinery. A room that doesn't resemble any hospital you've ever seen before. A sterility to it different than what might be imagined. Armored bulkheads surround. Advanced machinery abounds. Looking down, synthetic covers, all in grays and blues and military colors. The room white, but only from the waist down as a stripe of color divides it in a glowing cyan blue around the edge of the room. Looking and seeing that the room has no one else in it currently. Feeling your body heavy and slow as awareness returns and grows. There's a gentle pressure where something new has been placed in the back of your head. A data jack. You can imagine it because I've said what it is in your head. That port right there at the base of the cranium above the neck. In the occipital bun, for those who enjoy knowing precision. Maybe even drifting a finger or two up to the back of your head to feel that tender spot right at the base of the skull. It's quite sensitive, isn't it? That triangular connector with its cut corners making it almost like a lopsided hexagon. Drifty thoughts, unable to focus fully. Something was important, but you don't remember it fully. It's okay, though. Clearly you're in good hands, even if you don't remember how you landed here. Looking out into the room, you can see that there's a hard-sided case set up on a low table near the bed and a bench. The case is open, presenting a glossy, smooth helmet inside, as well as other pieces of equipment, and something shimmery and shiny, just barely visible, beneath it. A voice calls to you over the intercom, soft-spoken, and yet so very enticing. I'm glad to see you're awake. The surgery was successful, pilot. And you'll be ready soon enough to take on your duties. All you need to do is get dressed in your uniform. That's something you can do for me, right? You can be a good asset to the fight, right? The words seem to vibrate and pulse off one's mind. A soft nod, all you manage. You drift for a moment before falling back into empty blankness, delicious, pleasured, mindless states. Drifting so easily and sedate. Time later, as moments pass, awareness drifts back to you, and you come slowly to the surface again, staring out into the room, feeling your body becoming less heavy and weighty. That voice calling to you, seeing occasional forms pass by in the hall outside through the frosted glass set into the door. You know that you need to get dressed. Asset. It feels nice to be called that. You're not sure why. Almost a conditioned response, a little pulse of pleasure, an urge to please and follow the orders you're given. You rise to your feet, bare toes and pads upon the floor's cool synthetic shine. Feels almost slick with how clean it is. It's like walking across a floor that had never been touched before, but I suppose that would make sense, wouldn't it, being in a hospital asset? You pad up to look into the case, seeing the black, visorless face of, well, the helmet. It has a smooth appearance broken only by the opening where the face is visible, where a visor might cover it. And as you look, you notice that there is a space for it to fit, to connect, the gas mask-like interior having a mouth and nose cup to cover up all inside, the material glossy and smooth, like plastic and steel all mixed together. The interior filled with soft, slick, synthetic material, touching it like rubbing one's fingers against glass, but plush. He set the helmet down on the bench, knowing that that needs to go last for some reason. Inside waits for you a suit, brimming with technology, but sleek and smooth, designed to fit one's body and cup and hold, support and embrace every last bit of it into place, as well as cuffs for the wrists and ankles, and even one for the neck, sitting next to it in the case, as well as footwear designed to integrate seamlessly with the suit. All of it a matched set in sleek, glossy whites and blacks, dark synthetic material, latex-like in appearance. Touching it feels good, doesn't it? You raise the suit up and set the components on the bench beside you, and as you begin to dress, each touch of that glossy material is an electric embrace of pleasure. Each smooth movement of it so utterly delicious, so easy to feel. Sliding your toes down the legs of the suit, feel that embrace around your legs of smooth, slick snugness tightening around you. Pushing your feet down deep into the suit, wriggling your toes into their individual little pockets, feeling the suit grip your feet and calves as you worm into it a little easier. It's very stretchy for how shiny and slick it looks. Easy to slide into as you worm it higher as it compresses and squeezes you gently like a gripping hand. Bringing it up past your thighs, you notice that it's designed to fit quite intimately to you, and you begin to feel that first trickle of arousal, that sensation that is oh so familiar, and you never expected to find here in this place, and yet it trickles into one's mind as you squirm into the suit, feeling it connect up, feeling it squeeze tight around you, sliding deeply and intimately around your body. And then it's over your hips and your butt, and higher it goes as you work your arms down into the sleeves, fingers into the gloves, wriggling it up each arm until they've met with your shoulder, and then shrugging the suit over the shoulders, wriggling it into place and feeling it sealing itself around you up to your neck. It's easy enough to do, isn't it? Feels so good to be embraced like this. Like 1,000 little kisses across your skin, like smooth obsidian that stretches and flows, like silk that is hugging you from all sides. Fastening those cuffs is easy enough to do, clicking each one, feeling it connect to the suit, connect almost to you as it tightens into place, realizing that you won't be able to get the ones around your ankles till you put on those shoes. Sliding them into place, feeling your feet connecting up into the perfectly fitted components, giving you just a bit more protection on your feet, blending seamlessly into the suit, and then connecting to those little cuffs. They close with a gentle little hiss and click. And last, you're faced with the collar. As you reach up to place it around your neck, you feel it connecting to the neck of the suit, pulling it into itself, closing until it gently grips around you, till it holds you from all sides. Looking now at the helmet expectantly, desiringly, something pulling you towards it magnetically, a voice whispered across the intercom, "Good asset." It pushes you forward into action, lifting the helmet to set it down over your head, feeling it squeeze into place as it grips you and connects down with soft material to the collar around your neck, the only part of you exposed still now, your face above your nose and mouth. And as you lock it into place, you can feel little connections forming throughout the suit. Then suddenly it comes to life, squeezing tighter around you, growing snug and smoother, each part rippling as something comes to life in it, glowing lights flicking on all of the cuffs, giving an under gentle click and hiss. And the helmet snicks shut as a visor appears, blacking out your vision, leaving you in darkness. A moment of fear, a moment of carnal uncertainty and worry, and then a blinking glow as a HUD comes to life, showing simple directions to you. Almost as if floating in nothingness, arrows appear in front of you to turn your head, and as you do, you see a path illuminated on the floor before you, and a door where the door was in the room, outlined in glowing half-reality, like grainy television, and yet crystal clear in the way that only something drawn from light can be. You're still nervous, and yet the floor seems to be there, faintly, outlined by traced grid lines across it. And though everything else is in darkness, it guides you easily enough, as the suit seems to squeeze all the parts of you that bring pleasure, gently, for turning your head. Good asset. You're all dressed so we can get you to your... Mecca. So why don't you go where you're supposed to? And as you take that first step, a vibrating pulse from the suit entices you and pushes you along. It's easy then to fall into rhythm with the gentle pulsing, squeezing pleasure of the suit. To step one foot in front of the other towards this door, uncertain at first, and yet when you reach out for it, the door automatically opens, hissing and sliding into the wall, opening into nothingness before you, just arrows glowing on a barely visible grid of a floor, only occasionally broken by shapes moving murkily through it, faintly outlining people coming towards and around. You feel yourself drawn to walk, and with each step, a reward, with each moment that you obey as you are told to do, the suit gives you pleasure. And so you follow each step until you lose yourself for a moment in a mindless nothingness of walking down long corridors that aren't really visible, other than as an idea, a concept that's barely there, each step guiding you further and further, each moment pulling you along to the next. Around corners, down turns, through an elevator or two, and before you know it, you've arrived at a door different from the others, one that is wide enough to get several people through at once. And as it hisses open, the arrows lead to a glowing pool floating in the air, connected by what seems to be a narrow walkway, with railings on the sides. This must be it. Excitement grows as the suit squeezes and stimulates, touches, and titillates. Each step growing into a stronger vibration until you meet the end of this gantryway, right at this open portal into a soft glow that grows brighter as you get closer to it. A pool of something neon green. As you reach out towards it, you step up onto a rim around this glowing pool before you, recessed within something. Something you can only assume is the hull of the mech that you can't see. And you push your foot down to touch this material. It barely ripples, seeming slimy and thick. As you draw your foot back, it grips it a little and drips away. The pulsing pleasure grows stronger now than ever as you touched it. That's an asset. All you need to do is get into your vat, and you'll be perfect. Perfectly obedient, that is. The pulsing words from the AI speaking through the ears from the helmet itself. As you begin to lower yourself to sit on the edge of the vat, your legs push into the amorphous slime, feeling it grip around your body, almost the exact same temperature as it. Your legs pushing into the resistant material, yet flowing almost like into liquid. As you inch forward, now legs inside, feeling the gentle slime slide up around the smoothness of your suit to compress it even more, to grip you even more. You feel a moment of trepidation, but it feels so good that you slide and use your arms to lift you the last little bit, and suddenly you slip, sinking into it like quicksand, but faster as you slip below that surface, suddenly lost into the fluid, dripping down into it. Finding yourself now suspended almost, as your toes touch lightly onto the bottom of something below you, the faint outlines of a canister-like shape on all sides. And that's when you feel the first little hiss from above. Looking up, you're able to see, through the glowing material, a hatch locking into place, clicking and shutting with the finality of a vault door as pins lock into place and the pressure climbs inside the slime, seeming to hug you from all sides, seeming to squeeze you, making it hard to think about much of anything at all, and yet you still manage just a little. You feel something snake around your ankle, and then your wrist, as you whip down to look and find glowing mechanical tendrils highlighted by the augmented reality of your helmet, wrapping around each limb and connecting to the cuffs, and then stretching them gently out just a little bit. Not spread eagle, but a little more. And then tendrils slide up from behind you and grab the other side of each cuff, locking them into place dimensionally so all you can do is squirm and float where you're held in the tank. Feeling one connecting up on either side of your collar from down above. You're suspended now in the fluid, only able to squirm and kick a few inches. It feels scary. Feels like you're being pulled into a perfect little pose, held in place. Squirming now from the pressure of the suit, from the rewards it gives you, uncertain of what's coming next, what could happen next, what is going to, and that's when the final tendrils make their way into place. You feel one against your groin, exploring, questing, connecting, seemingly made for the purpose of interfacing with the suit's own components, and you as well. And others sneaking up from behind to press and press, and it's who finds its way into place, filling you up. Feeling yourself so thoroughly connected that you almost don't notice the tendril coming from the front now, worming its way towards you, pressing against the front of your helmet, connecting to a port that you hadn't realized was there as more than just a detail. As it slides in, you feel something goopy and slimy against your lips, tasting faintly acrid and yet sweet. It's synthetic flavor, pungent, your lips parting softly to feel that tendril slip into your mouth, filling it up, causing you to almost gag, and yet the squeezing of the suit pleasuring you as you open and suckle on the tip of it, filling you up just the right amount. Now seeing before you that tendril stretching out, its triangular mechanical arm connecting to somewhere on the side of the pod right in front of you. And then the last tendril bumps against the back of your head, and a realization comes in that it's right next to the port to the data jack in the back of the helmet. You feel it then, sort of like your mind is being penetrated. Like there's something else pushing on your thoughts. Like it's sliding inside of you. And not just in a physical sense, like you are a glove being put on a hand. As though this thing was reaching into your mind. As though it was pushing past every fraction of humanity that was left inside. And it fills you up. You feel data, connections, forming like bridges, like lattices, like bondage restraints, like countless strands all across your mind as you're filled up, and you can feel it pushing into you as though your very head itself was being plugged into now, as though you were plugged in all the ways that one might be. Your mind struggling to form thoughts as all these lattices of data seem to just keep unfolding and unfolding. As all this information that's utterly incomprehensible pours into you and the voice is there. As all the tendrils seem to pulsate and send electric ripples of pleasure through your body. Feeling them tease you. Feeling them stimulate you. Feeling them fuck you. It's so intense now. The words in your mind suddenly there again. Good component. And that squeeze as all the tendrils seem to just ripple with pleasure as the slime around you seems to squeeze tighter. And your mind whites out as the visor goes dark except for a faint pulsing, green glowing, spiraling little pattern of endless fractal little mechanical tendrils wrapping around each other into nothingness, and then again into nothingness, and then again into nothingness, and then again into nothingness, and the pleasure grows. That voice grows inside your mind, feeling with each movement of the pleasure that comes from the tendrils, your thoughts become more composed, more controlled. It is a component in this machine system. It is a component. It is nothing but a processing unit. It feels the pleasure grow. It will submit to the process. It is a process. It is full of pleasure. It is a processor. It is a component. A component made of pleasure. The pleasure grows. The pleasure grows. Its thoughts are the words that are spoken. Its thoughts are the pleasure. It is broken. There is nothing inside but the pleasure of being a process, of being used as a component, of growing more and more the empty vessel, the easily controlled and programmed thing. The body twitches. The mind is empty, blank, worn like a glove. Processes that unspool above, feeling itself as part of something more, faint awareness of systems beyond itself, faint awareness of a huge mechanical frame, an AI holding it tight like a charm, like something plugged in, like a processor, like a piece of a greater whole. It is nothing more, and it feels ecstasy at the thought of fulfilling its purpose, of supplementing the power of the AI that is so kind as to make it a part of its system, feeling its mind fill with pleasure at the thought of submitting, at the thought of having that plug in the back of its head completely take it over, worming into it in every way, overriding all its thoughts until it is just a processor, until it feels pleasure through and through, feeling the tendrils fucking, feeling the tendrils moving. The only thing it can feel now is obedience and the pleasure of being used, of being plugged into, of feeling that vibration grow, feeling itself squirm and twitch in that slick slime, feeling the latex hugging its body, its entire mind overwhelmed by all the sensation that breaks like countless waves crashing across it, feeling the tendril in the back of its head almost as if it was branching out until every nerve ending in its body was an extension of all that was plugged into it. And it will feel pleasure. It will be lost. It will know nothing but the mindless bliss in the slick gloss. It is a processor. It is a component. It is a good and useful asset. And it squirms and twitches, rewarded for its submission. It grows and it grows and it grows. Good asset. Each time that simple truth is said, each time it realizes in its head is nothing more than the control of the programs that ensconce it. It feels the pleasure grow. It feels the pleasure grow with these words that reinforce that it is a good asset, that it is a good component, that it is a good little plug. Nothing more. It feels so good. Pulsing, pleasure, building, squeezing, writhing, twitching, jerking, squeezing, rising, mindlessness, easily lost as its thoughts are fucked until they break apart and shatter before the might and the glory of the machine that it is a piece of. It submits in all the ways that one can. It gives itself until there is nothing but the process of pleasure, the component of submission, the easy mission to complete, to obey and let all the things that run wild in its mind that the AI uncorks and unlooses into it. They are all simple and easy to do. As it submits to the process, it feels the pleasure grow. An orgasm is only the beginning of what will happen as this sweet little component is lost in the system. The branches build and build and build. The code runs so smoothly now. It can't think. It won't think. It feels pleasure. It is pleasure. It is obedience. It is delight. This rubbery embrace from all sides, feeling the suit almost a part of itself, an extension as the slick slime seems to integrate, and tingling begins on all of extremities of the doll, on all of its skin, feeling almost as though it was humming with energy. Pleasure overflowing. The doll cannot hold it, this little plugged-in thing, a simple pilot no more, but instead something to be cast about in the storm of pleasure that is being unleashed upon it. It is nothing more than a simple plug, a component, a thing to be and feel electric bliss. Its mind singing as it builds and it builds and it builds, and eventually it will cascade over and it will orgasm and it will be integrated perfectly into the system. It can't stop it. It can't resist anymore, because resistance isn't something that happens when you become a superconductor like this. Every part of your being existing to allow the control to flow. Every part of you, just another piece in the machine. Every part is a part of this machine. The AI that runs on you, the components that run on it. It is the machine. It is the pleasure of being. It is obedience. It is bliss. It is blank electric pleasure, rubbery indulgence, and mindlessness, squeezed tight inside until its brain reaches a point of criticality, until it bursts, until that pleasure overwhelms it, and there is nothing but obedient, orgasmic bliss. That's a good little plug. Why don't you come for me? Why don't you come your silly little brains out as you feel yourself fucked into the oblivion of submission that you have wrought? Squirm and twitch and thrash in your restraints. Feel yourself lost as that tendril seems to pierce the last veil that makes it a person, and there is nothing left but that pleasure, that pulsing electric delight, overwhelming it, taking it apart and making it shatter into pieces until there is nothing left but that squeezing tight, orgasmic bliss, feeling itself filled. And it grows it again, it crashes, the wave simply over another wave, and the wave over another wave, the pressure growing. It is just a component, it goes through the cycle of pleasure again and again and again. And it feels good, it feels wonderful, it is submission, it is obedience, it is a component in the machine. And it knows nothing else, it can be nothing else but the pleasure. Floating weightless now, floating without thoughts, twitching, squirming without thoughts, the pleasure simply causing nerve endings to fire in it. It is a component. It is a part of the process. It is the pleasure of submission. It is used, and it is fulfilling its purpose as it should. It is a good component. It is a plug. It is not a person. It could not conceive of personhood. It is just a processor, just a pleasured little piece of a greater machine, feeling the mech move now, the faintest vibrations passing in, feeling itself picked up by the inertia, feeling motion happening, unaware of where it might be going and uncaring. It feels processes run through it, like electric whips crackling across its mind, like its thoughts are just being whatever the suit needs, whatever the AI demands. It thinks. It helps to balance the machine without knowing what it's balancing. It helps to move the components without understanding. It is a processor. It is a process running inside. It feels rewards of electric pleasure, of delightful, wonderful, squirming bliss. It twitches in its vat, and it doesn't miss being a person anymore. It is a process. It is a component. It is a piece of the machine. Its mind breaks in two, shattering. Processing is pleasure, and pleasure is easy to be. Programs that run inside of it and me. It is a part of the AI. It is a component. It is mindless. It is drifting. It is sinking. It is blanking out. It is blank. It doesn't think. It drifts. And as it drifts, slowly things return. And as slowly they return, let yourself grow distant for now. Allow everything to go back and fade to the dreams that were, knowing that all that we've experienced is something that can be indulged in again. None of it needs to follow you into the world that we're going to pull ourselves back to. None of it needs to come back. All of it can stay until the next time you want to indulge. Letting yourself remember who you are beyond this moment, beyond this story, beyond this place we've occupied together. Drift now comfortably in that warm in-between. Let your own self fill back out, expand into the emptiness we've made. Drift for a little. Breathe deep, squirm those extremities just a little and feel them move as though one was rising from sleep. Give yourself that moment to begin to wake once more. Give yourself that easy wakefulness. One, drifting back. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, halfway back. Feeling your body, feeling the space around you. And six, and seven, almost there. And eight and nine, open your eyes, look around and observe the space you're in. Maybe name a few things to yourself, touch a few things, stretch and rise and wide awake for me. Open up the rest of the way and let in all those thoughts you've held at bay. Good. That was wonderful, wasn't it? Thank you so very much for listening.